Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with your host, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Matt Koualis. Matt is the owner and CEO of Serenity Medical CBD, amongst a bunch of other stuff, too, that we'll be talking about. But thanks for joining us today, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be on here and talk about everything.
For sure. We've been having a good schmooze before and excited to get going here as well. You know, we'll be talking today about, obviously, anybody who's listening to this, you're in the cannabis industry, you know kind of the constraints, some of the issues that we're facing. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know about some of the ways to get about around it and different ways to grow the brand, getting the company out there. We're talking about some sports stuff. We're talking about sports ambassadors. We talk about, may even get into some DFS, you know, and talking about obviously your journey, Serenity Medical, CBD, all this stuff. And, so a lot definitely to talk about, I guess, you know, as we always say on the show, let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
Yeah, so Serenity Medical CBD is based out of Livonia, Michigan. For those of you who don't know, that's Metro Detroit. And yeah, we cover most of the Metro Detroit area, even do same day delivery to all of Metro Detroit to try and put us ahead of all of the big dog CBD companies. So, you know, if you have a choice between waiting 5 days with CBDMD or getting Serenity the same day, we hope that you'll choose Serenity the same day.
Oh yeah, Livonia. That's a great name. I actually never heard of Livonia, Michigan. And it's you mentioned CBDMD, right? So I mean, that's kind of like the biggest one, kind of separating themselves, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot of the same things that you're doing, right? I mean, in terms of like a brand ambassador and doing everything like that. And definitely want to get into that, you know. But before we get into that, I would love to hear your story, your personal story. You know, all the way back, you know, and cannabis and how you came around here and where did medical certainly come from?
Yeah, so I had been in the cannabis industry since about 2009. My dad opened a small medical marijuana grow when it first became legalized in Michigan. So he was kind of one of those guys who got a jump on everything. My dad, it's funny too, he doesn't even smoke, just a straight entrepreneur, saw a growing industry and wanted to become part of it, you know? And then in 2012, my mom was actually, she was diagnosed with leukemia. And shortly thereafter, about 3 months after, she passed away. So it was very fast acting disease, very eye opening. And when she passed away, actually, one thing that I noticed was she was extremely jaundiced. And like, I could not wrap my head around that. I was like, why is my mom jaundiced? So I actually asked one of the nurses and I was like, hey, like, why would my mom be jaundiced like that? And she was like, well, she's like, you know, your mom's prescription pills was, she did have some Oxycontin and stuff like that. And because my mom had a very bad back for years and years and years, as many people in the world do have bad backs, very common, you know, and she was prescribed Oxycontin for her pain. So what occurred was leukemia killed her, but her liver failed in the fight. Essentially, her body needed her liver to fight the disease and it could not fight because of prescription medication. So from then I was soon after diagnosed with PTSD. Me and my mom were best friends, extremely close, talked every day, you know, she was kind of my everything. So for me, my life changed very fast. And I'm one of those people, when I have a problem, I try and attack it. I try and deal with it right away. So I did, as much as I didn't want to, I went to see a therapist. And about my second or third time seeing the therapist, and you know, it did help. And I totally understand everyone's individualized. They do things different, you know? So what might not work for me might work for someone and opposite. But anyways, the therapist tried prescribing me prescription pills on my second or third visit. And it was just a point where I'm like, you know, I'm just not for this right now. After everything I went through, everything I saw, I just didn't want to go through it. So I actually didn't go back. I never went to see her again. And, you know, she was a great therapist. It was just, you know, I was one of those things. It was a crossroads in my life. And I was like, you know, I'm going to figure this out. So I was doing CrossFit at the time, actually. And when I was doing CrossFit, I saw CBD coming up in the CrossFit industry. A lot of athletes using it, tinctures, balms, capsules, stuff like that. People are using it before workouts, after. So I decided to give it a shot. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard of the story of Charlotte Figge. She's kind of a cannabis pioneer who she was this little girl who had epileptic seizures and had to move to Oregon and just to get her medicine, you know, and that just shows what crazy times we're in, that you have to move states just to get some medicine. And they gave this little girl about a year to live, and she actually, I'm not exactly how long it was, but she lived far longer, and she just passed away. Yeah, unfortunately, but defied all the odds. You know what I mean? So I actually, I actually read her story and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this Charlotte's Web stuff. So I gave it a shot. I tried Charlotte's Web CBD, and I am not kidding. If anyone has felt this, it's stress and anxiety to the point where it's almost crippling. Like, you can't sleep. It's tough to go to class. If you do go to class, it's hard to focus. Your mind wanders. You'll just be sitting in the back of the class, and you know, you'll get teary eyed about things, and it's very, very difficult. And for the first time in a long time, I had something that could give me a window to just feel like myself again. You know, I could relax, I could breathe. And yes, it was only about an hour window, and you know, on and off, and you take the tincture wherever you go, but it gave me that relief for that short period of time. And from then on, I was like, you know what? I don't know how, you know, you're a poor college student, but I want to open a company like this one day. And I want to tell my story. And it was a way to spread who my mom was, you know, and that's one thing a lot of people say is, when you make a company, it becomes you. And, you know, a lot of this company was who my mom was, because we worked together since we were 14 at IKEA. You know, she instilled that work ethic in me. She drove me to work with her every day because we worked the same shift. And I saw how she was with customer service and how she handled people. And if you've ever went to IKEA, you know how bad some of the customers can be, you know, and she just handled it so great. And she taught me so many great things. And, you know, when she passed, I didn't want to let her down. And I remember, so me and my dad were watching Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz. And after the McGregor versus Nate Diaz fight, it was the one that Nate won. He came out on stage after, and he was smoking a pen. And one of the reporters was even like, "Hey, are you smoking weed on stage right now?" And, you know, back then, this is 5, 6, 7 years ago, that was definitely not allowed. But Nate was like, "No, this is CBD." He's like, "This helps like me to relax. It helps with inflammation, pain after the fight. I take it like right after the fight for recovery, this and that." And I literally looked and I pointed at my dad and I was like, "Dad," I was like, "see, this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, this is coming up. We got to get in on this before like everyone tries, you know, you got to pave the road essentially." So, and my dad's like one of those guys where it's like, if it's not his idea, he's kind of like, you know? So I'm like, all right. And so it continued to go. And at that point in time, I was actually a strength coach for a company called Exos in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I was training golfers actually. But so again, like we were talking about with DFS earlier, I am actually a DFS pro, and I started getting more and more into DFS, studying basketball, studying pace of play, stuff like that. And I ended up winning. In like a 3-week span, I came in second in, I think, 3 70,000 person tournaments. So, and if you've played DFS, you kind of know, you know, I won a good amount of money. And I was like, you know what, instead of going to Vegas with my friends or whatever, I'm like, you know, we're going to invest all of this, and we're going to start creating Serenity Medical CBD. So, and that's what I did. I called my buddy who went to Central Michigan University with me. And he created the logo. He created the Serenity S, and that's kind of how Serenity got started. And that's how we created the brand.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, thank you so much, first and foremost, for sharing that story. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear so many points of that story, you know, but yeah, I'm happy to hear the other side, you know, the other side, making out the other side. And I think that that's something that, like you said, you know, attacking things, you know, nipping things in the bud. And that's not just like a small thing, as you know, I can't tell you, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know, God forbid that anybody has to go through these things at any level, you know, but just taking that and moving with it and creating something, creating a legacy, creating something that's built from it, you know, and do that, you know, to heal, you know, like you said, you know, the therapy, you know, the pills and, you know, all that stuff. It's, you know, it's great, right? In terms of, you know, listen, pills have their place. You know, there's chemical imbalances, and
yes.
I don't poo-poo the pharmaceutical industry completely. You know, there's a lot of fucked up shit that goes along with it as well, obviously.
For sure.
You know, there's definitely humps that people need help to get over, and definitely imbalances and all that stuff. But that being said, you know, there's also other ways, you know, holistic ways as well, you know, and that's why we're in this industry. You know, exactly. We're in this because we're in the wellness industry, you know, the holistic and, you know, taking those approaches, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now, you know, picking back off of that as well, you know, how, you know, talking about the DFS and the sports, you know, that stuff's a little bit interesting to me, you know. I mean, no, DFS, what even, to those who don't know, what is DFS?
So DFS is like, it's an acronym for daily fantasy slates. So basically the way, like the most simplistic form of breaking it down is, a lot of us know fantasy football. We're all in fantasy football leagues. But what DFS is, it's basically taking that fantasy football league and making it every single day, every single day. And each player is worth a price. Like the best players maybe worth $10,000 and a more average player is worth $4,000. And you're putting them together and you're trying to make the best lineup possible with the most points. So, and it is, it comes down to studying. It comes down to pace of play. You know, I'm kind of a basketball freak. I watch summer ball, you know, just to pick up on tendencies before they get to the NBA.
Yeah.
So it really is another job for me.
No, for sure. And you know, it's so funny, right? I mean, one of my claims of fame is I'm the 3-time running fantasy football champion in my 14 team league, you know, my college buddies are trying to throw me out of the league now, you know what I mean? They're all trying to gang up on me, creating rules around how can we be Maynard, you know what I mean? I'm just like sitting on the waivers all day, you know, and same kind of thing, you know, watching.
Hey, I'm the same way. I got buddies who set their alarm at like 4 a.m. so they can wake up and get to the waivers first.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, if they were smart, hopefully they're not listening right now, right? If they were smart, we have open waivers, right? So you can just pick up and all you want, you know what I mean? And all that fun stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, so it's but yeah, definitely, you know. And then, you know, in terms of gambling and all that stuff, it definitely you know, for me, poker was always a fun time, right? I mean, I'm 35, so I was in that whole wave of poker and all that fun stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, how does that differ, kind of, you know, the you know, you're combining fantasy gambling, this, that, it's skill. I mean, how is it the same kind of thing? How do you kind of view it?
So, I mean, DFS is definitely a little different to me. I think it's more predictable just because your basketball has a lot of tendencies. NBA has things that you can read and say if they play one opponent who's maybe 22nd in defense, then there's another one who's going to be 25th, and you can kind of piggyback off of that and you can generally make money. And then one thing that we've been able to do too in Michigan is because this whole thing has opened up, and like we were talking about before, we are established in the UFC too. So, and that's one way that we've been able to somewhat brand the company. And with what we've been able to do with Detroit Sports Bettors and things along those lines, we're able to tie Serenity Medical CBD in with that too, because we have athletes and we're able to advertise with these athletes. And even looping back into something we might talk about later, it's the restrictions within the industry. So we're using these athletes to get our brand out there. You know what I mean? So that's one thing and one way that we've been able to try and capture the market. And there's a huge interest in gambling, especially in Michigan right now, because it's completely legal. And you can do it from your phone. So it's basically just trying to think outside the box from CBD, cannabis, and things of that nature, and trying to loop everything together.
No, for sure. For sure. And I appreciate you bringing it back. You know, definitely, you know, I mean, but I don't know, always get a dude who's, you know, won these DFS leagues, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I love hearing about this stuff because it's just something that kind of piques my interest a little bit.
But, oh, yeah, for sure. And it's a really cool thing. And it is a lot of fun. And it's unique that we can loop both Serenity in with DFS and gambling and stuff like that.
I love that you know, here we are, like you said, you could have gone to Vegas, could have done all these things. And I think that's what happens a lot of times, right? I mean, obviously we talk about opportunities and people don't have opportunities. They don't have the same kind of, you know, kind of runway that we, you know, that we've been able to have and all that kind of fun stuff. But at the same time, opportunities, you know, are, you can also squander opportunities, right? So you've had a great opportunity. You see how many people, you know, probably been destroyed by the same exact way that you've been able to build Serenity, right? And same people have been destroyed, you know, their entire lives are destroyed looking for that kind of ups and downs, you know?
Yeah, and I think too, like to piggyback off that, I've been very fortunate about some things as well. Like we talked about somewhat, I was in the CrossFit industry. I was a competitive CrossFitter as well. So what we would do, my cousin Mike, he was actually training a UFC fighter named Cody Stamen. And Cody was up and coming in the ranks at that time. And me, I was doing CrossFit competitively. So I was in very good cardiovascular shape. So what he would do was he would call me to come train with the UFC guys and Cody and stuff like that to basically push their cardiovascular fitness. So even before I made Serenity, I already had some ins with some of the UFC guys. I grew up with a couple NHL guys, you know what I mean? So that was, it just kind of got to a point, and I think, and I was able to use that and build Serenity. But going back to what you were talking about, how you have opportunities in life and you have a choice, you either take it or you don't. I think I also kind of got pushed to a point where I was just like, you know what, man, I'm so sick and tired of people not giving me a chance or people telling me no or this and that, where I was like, I'm going to make my own here. You know, like I just got back from working at Exos. They're the number one strength and conditioning company. I remember I went and did an interview and I was like overqualified for the job. And the person who got it was like a friend of the manager or something. And that was like kind of what set me over the edge. And I was like, and then again, I was looking and the DraftKings stuff happened. And sometimes I feel like things can be somewhat like fate, and you need to take that and you need to run with it, because there are only so many opportunities in life. And if you really want to try and make a difference in this world, more often than not, you have to make or build something bigger than yourself. You need to have reach. You need to have pull. You know what I mean? So, and that's one thing we want to do. We've only been in existence about a year and 4 months now, but every single year we give back to charity. Every single year we try and run some sort of donation. You know, we did adopt a family this year, and we adopted a family, went and brought them a meal, gifts and for everyone and stuff like that. And that's what we want to do. You know, I think people look around the world and there are a lot of negatives today, and we want to be one of those bright spots. We want to be that company that you look to and you're like, okay, Serenity Medical CBD, we can trust them. You know, if we buy from this company, we know we're going to get a quality product, and we know that they're going to be trying to give back and help people, you know? And it just, I feel like more companies should be doing that. I feel like things should be a lot simpler than they are. You know, I think there's a lot of greed in this world and a lot of people who do things for the wrong reasons. And we're just trying to be one of those companies that brings light to everything.
For sure, for sure. And, you know, talk about, you know, lucky, fate, all that stuff, you know. And yeah, there's some of that comes into play for sure. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, talking about hockey as well, right? I mean, growing up playing hockey, I was always taught, you know, the lucky bounces comes to those who work hard. You know, if you're skating a little bit faster, exactly, hustle a little harder than that dude next to you, you know, it's funny how that puck comes off the boards right on your stick. You know what I mean? It just kind of like happens like that, you know, like.
No, for sure, man. And I think that's one thing too. It's like, and I post a lot on social media, Instagram, Facebook. People know I'm working, I do everything for this company. I make the product, you know, I deliver the product, I brand the product, I run the social media. One of the first things I did with this company was I hired a pharmacist to come in and teach me how to make everything all natural for 3 months. So I hired him. He was by my side for 3 months. He's one of my dad's best friends, but he taught me how to infuse all the products naturally with CBD. So basically, I believe our product line has like 9 products now, maybe. But either way, me and him sat down, finalized all the recipes, figured out how to make everything. You know what I mean? So we really, really wanted to do everything the right way. And the people who know me definitely know that, you know, it's not luck. I've been working extremely hard. I've been trying to build this, you know, and I think we do. Again, I asked a lot of people if they wanted to be part of this company when I started, and I totally understood when a lot said no. So this was something that I really did build and brand. I mean, you have help, but very much on your own. And if you're going to create a company like this, you need to expect to do a lot on your own. You know, we're a year and 4 months in, and I still do almost everything on my own. And we're getting to a point where we can expand and stuff like that. But, you know, with COVID and everything like that, COVID's a lot different in Michigan, you know? So, but yet again, I've always been different. And I think as an entrepreneur, a lot of us feel different because I think we're put in a society today where it's like, hey, go to college, go out, get a factory job or get a job working for the man or something like that. And I think there's a reason that a lot of us take the easier decision a lot of the time. You know, we go for that. You have that choice between, hey, I can go be an entrepreneur and follow my dreams, or I can play it safe and I can do this blue collar 9-to-5 job. And I get it. I get it. It's a risky thing. And, you know, it's just kind of how today is. And I wanted to break free of that. I wanted to create something new and something real.
For sure. And, you know, talking about that, you know, it's people, it's not easy, right? One thing that there's a lot of room for in entrepreneurship is getting your ass kicked, right? You know what I mean? Having ups and downs and, you know, the school of hard knocks. One thing there's not a lot of room for is bitching, you know, and one place there is a lot of room for when you have just like a normal job is bitching.
True.
You know what I mean? It's easy to bitch and say, you know what, dude, like fuck my boss and fuck this. And I'm going to go here. The grass is greener. You know, if only I was doing this or if only I had that and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's open, you know, I mean, anybody can be an entrepreneur and anybody has, you know, that's what's kind of. People have different,
yeah, and that's the funny thing too is like you gotta get some thick skin, that's for sure, because people see like the successes that Serenity has and like maybe the deals we make and the shows we get on the podcast, but they definitely don't see what it's like when you just got your ass kicked and you're walking out of a store and they're like, dude, why would I buy this from you? And then you go to the next one and you're walking out with your tail between your legs, and the next one with your tail between your legs, but then the fourth one bought some lip balm and you're like, all right, let's go do the next one. You know what I mean? That's that little thing. You find that little glimmer and you ride off that and you just keep going and you keep going and keep going. And that's what I told everyone. I was like, this business will never fail because I will go into every single store in Michigan and try and sell this stuff. Like I will do whatever it takes. And I think that's just the attitude you have to have. It's the never say die attitude. You need to keep going. You need to take the risks. You need to take that chance because that's what got you there in the first place. You know, if you're not willing to do that, how are you going to grow this company and how are you going to build a national brand? You know, and that's my vision. That's my goal. I want to build a national brand. You cannot care what people think. Like me, when I go on social media and stuff like that and you're posting, you can't care what people think. It's about building your brand and building something that's going to be bigger than yourself. That's what's important.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, picking back off of that as well, you know, building something that's bigger than ourselves, right? I mean, touch on it a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, the restrictions we have and all that stuff and how to go about it. Talk to me, you know, everybody knows that we deal with this stuff, right? So we already talked about it as well, you know, with the ambassadors and bringing up CBDMD and bringing up UFC and bringing up the hockey and bringing up everything you guys have.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned, you know, that a lot of these dudes, you know, or you've met personally or you've had kind of an in here or there, a lot of people may not have that, right? So, I mean, is that kind of just the only way you've been going about it? Explain to me your process as well of kind of vetting people, getting them in, you know, is it just kind of like, here, try this shit or, you know, talk to me that process and kind of things, deals that you've been able to work out, if you can share some of that stuff as well, you know?
So, 100%. So when we started, like I was saying, I was in the CrossFit industry and I always had a very specific vision from the day I started this company. And I think that's one thing that is important. Like, you need to have a specific vision. Yeah, some stuff I've been figuring out as I go, like I'm new to this, just like a lot of entrepreneurs are, but I knew how I wanted to brand this company and I knew how I wanted to grow it. And I knew it was through athletes because a lot of the people who are getting into the CBD space or cannabis space in general, they may or may not realize the marketing restrictions that we have. And it's crazy. So we can't advertise on Google, Amazon, eBay, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And you might say, hey, I see it on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, you do. You see it on the page. I can't pay for an advertisement to have you see it. I can't do that on Google. I can't.
You can, but then there's some people who juggling ad accounts and, you know, I get into that. I'm very passionate about that stuff. So, you know, sorry to cut you off. I was just like, oh.
oh no, you're good. You're good. Well, like Amazon and stuff like that, how that's like all hemp. You know what I mean?
Seed oil. It's seed oil. There's no cannabinoids in that whatsoever.
Yeah. And that's also bad too, because that gives the industry kind of a bad name, because some people might be buying from Amazon thinking they're getting CBD and they're not getting CBD, you know? So, I mean, it is. There's some things that need to be fixed. But anyways, rant over. Back to the athletes. So what I would do is I knew how I wanted to brand it, and that's because I was working out with UFC guys. So once Cody hit the UFC, Cody Stamann, I reached out to him. He was our first athlete. So he was the one who kind of took Serenity and started running with it. Again, I knew some people in the NHL, but the NHL wasn't allowing it at the time. So and they're still not allowing it. So we can't really talk about them. But Cody started taking it. And again, it kind of just, it spiraled from there. I got a hold of his agent. Me and his agent started talking, and he's like, well, would you like to talk with other athletes? And I'll be honest, a lot of this came from LinkedIn. LinkedIn, dude.
I mean,
this came from LinkedIn.
That's where we meet. So
yeah, exactly. So a lot comes from LinkedIn. Like all the agencies that I've talked with were from LinkedIn. I work with Radigan Sports Agency. I work with Iridium Sports Agency. Iridium is a specific UFC agency. So that's how we got guys like Brandon Moreno, who's the number one flyweight contender, Kyler Phillips, who fights Saturday, Cody Stamann. You know, that's how we got some of these guys. And a lot of them, we tried to get Michigan guys too. Like Cody's a Michigan guy, Mando Gutierrez. He's an LFA guy. He's in Lansing, Michigan. We have him too. And then again, we even have some like PGA guys like Donnie Trosper, who's a local guy in the PGA Tour. So what I would recommend is we got some excellent local partners. That is the biggest thing. Start in your community. I know everyone has this huge vision, but start in your community and branch out from there. And even if you plan on going national, which we do as well, start in the community. Develop a base, develop a trust, an understanding, an education for your products. You need to do everything that you can. And for us, it's been extremely difficult too because of COVID. COVID has been very hard. We're a company that wants to get out in the community. People need to see your face. They need to be able to have an exchange. That human interaction is very key for this company. I think it's key for this, for this industry, just because of the educational process. There needs to be an educational process. That's one thing that I find when going around is that people want to know, they just don't, you know what I mean? So, and then in addition from that, one thing that we've done is social media. Social media is huge. Finding people who are, again, local in the community who believe in your product and want to spread the product. You know, and whatever you might have to do, you might have to give some free product quarterly to someone to post for you. Or, you know, new companies, you got to make things, you just got to adjust. Yeah, money's going to be tight. You can't always pay people. So, you know, you got to offer product, you got to offer certain things. And that's how we built it. We had ambassadors that were in the community and able to kind of spiral that from there. And then in addition, like someone like myself, my first podcast was a year ago. Like I've just been, whatever I have to do to get this company out there, I'm willing to do. If you ask me to do a podcast, let's do it. You know, I want to spread the Serenity name. Radio, if the radio calls you, do the radio, whatever you got to do to get your name out there, to get your company out there. And that's the attitude I took. I was never afraid to take a podcast. I was never afraid to walk into a store where I didn't know anyone, because in the end, your life does depend on it. If you want this company to grow, you have to be the one to accept all the responsibility, and you have to be the one to basically make the engine go.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, Bob, so many great points, right? I think it's something that comes up a lot, right? Like you said, everybody has this big picture, and you should have a big picture, right? But yeah, not everybody can have Gronk, you know, be their brand ambassador. You know what I mean? Not everybody can have Brady. Not everybody can have, you know, you got to start in your community. You got to start with people, you know, somebody around, you know, in your town, and growing from there. And even, you know, people who are your friends, you may be surprised, right? How, you know, what these nano quote unquote influencers, not even influencers, they're called your friends who are just blasting your shit, you know, and starting up and just trying to get any way out there, you know, at that regard, you know, and like you said, product, you don't have money, you send out product. And yeah, you know, it's going to take some margin off and going to, you know, undercut some certain things, but it's the best way, you know, to get going, you know, to get that out there. Cause you know what, we can, this person can have a shelf full of inventory and no one's touching it anyways, you know what I mean? Why not give some of that away and let people try that and let them tell other people, hey, you know what, this stuff is dope, you know? So
one thing to add to that real quick, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, is when we started immediately, so like I said, we had 2 months before COVID hit. So when I started the company, the month that we officially launched, we did a cancer charity walk for one, which it was like a charity walk with like 20,000 people. So that was a great way to introduce the company. And then we have local markets that we hit too. So although we only had 2 months, we like my whole focus was, hey, get out in the community. We need to explain this product. We need to show how we're different. We need to show that we're all natural, you know, because in the end, this is a competition. You have to prove to these, you have to prove to your customer base that you are better than the other companies, you know? And to add to the companies that people often choose are the people or the companies that people connect with. So to make that connection, you need to have that personal touch. You need to have that personal feel.
Me, be genuine. You don't have to like, you know, brand, we are our brands, right? Exactly. You know, Leonard is Calican, you know, Matt is Serenity, you know, that's the way that it is. And they're interchangeable. You know, I think you can see when, you know, even interacting with social media or interacting anywhere you, where it's just somebody else doing it, you know, and it's just like whatever else it is, you know, get your face up there, get your voice out there, talk to people, you know, in your own way. And that's, you know, this is all about, you know, that's what this has always been about, you know, and that's meeting cool people along the way, relationships. You'd be surprised what happens when you put yourself out there and how you connect with somebody and someone's like, you know what, I love that shit, you know, reach out, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Like,
that's one of the biggest things that I've found is literally if you're just a good person and you're nice to people and you're trying to help, it comes back around. These people will remember you. They're going to want to help you. They're going to want to do business with you. People want to do business with good people.
Yep.
You know? So, and that's one of the big,
that's you know what, they're an asshole anyways. We have an no asshole policy in this company anyways. You know what I mean? So it works out in all directions.
There you go.
Amazing. Amazing. No, definitely. And I guess, you know, another thing is, you know, talking about, you know, you mentioned it a little bit, right? But, you know, when it, what to do when you kind of may don't have capital or all that kind of things. But, you know, for instance, you mentioned earlier, your pharmacist, you know, the guy who came in, I mean, that's genius, right? You know, he came here and kind of set up so many of your processes, right? You know, kind of set up so many of your SOPs and all that fun stuff. Was that something that you paid for, or was that something he just did pro bono, or?
I paid for it. Yeah. So and he is a pharmacist, you know, so I knew I had to kind of take him away from what he was doing to, and you know, you're learning a skill, you're learning a trait. That stuff usually isn't free. You know what I mean? And a lot of these companies too, what I was finding, and don't get me wrong, I was on YouTube. I was looking at everything, but a lot of these CBD companies I was finding were just getting it strictly from YouTube. So I was kind of like, you know what, let's take a little safer approach. Have him come in. He can teach me how to make everything. Because once again, I didn't know how to make all natural products. I didn't know. I'd never dealt with it in my life. Mm-hmm. But what I found was, you know, after 3 months, you can learn pretty quick. Or if you want to educate yourself, you can learn anything. I really do believe that. And so he came in and he taught me how to make everything. Where to buy the products was another thing too, where you can buy in bulk, how to drive down margins. So he did. He taught me a very essential skill, I would say. And now I have the ability to teach someone else when the time comes. So I do think that was probably the most important step maybe in the company was bringing him on, having him teach me everything.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's kind of set you up. And the reason why I bring that up and I ask, you know, if you paid for it, not to put you on the spot or to grill you or anything like that. The reason why we have this weird thing in the industry, and you brought it up a little bit, right? You know, and I had somebody on the podcast recently, Alicia and Christopher, right? That they literally, as consultants, you know, have gotten kind of the rug pulled out with them where they thought they were getting a position or they were thought that they were, and they were actually being taken advantage of. Right. You know, where people were just like having them set up their whole business, having them set up their SOPs and this kind of that. And you see it all the time, you know, and it's not just in this industry, but we see it unfortunately so much in this industry, right? Where there's people, like you said, there's the green rush, you know, people are like, oh shit, there's a lot of money here in this and then, and people don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. And they watch a few videos. They think they're an expert, you know, and they go start out there doing, or then they get someone in and they don't want to pay them, you know, and expecting to get somewhere, like you said, you know, without paying for something, you know, without getting educated, you know, and we see it all the time with everything, you know, we see it with, you know, even in marketing and what we do, right? Like, you know, oh, I'm going to make a Wix website, you know what I mean? Oh, whatever, you know, I'm going to do some blogging, you know, okay, cool. Like, I mean, listen, I'm all about people's startups are tough, dude. And I'm all about, you know, I understand all this stuff is fucking expensive. You know, it's, things can adds up and you have to worry about the products and this and that, whatever thing else. Yeah. But like the process is a lot more than just like, I'm going to put shit up there and it's going to, and now it's going to be flying. You know what I mean? As you know,
the efficiency and the technical
stuff that goes behind it. So, you know, with you, right, you learn a brand new skill, right, that took you 3 months to learn and sit right there and pay for them. And it was fully transparent. Like, this is what's going on. I'm going to pull you away
for
some time and everything like that. And that's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? And I'm just, you know, trying to drive the point home for people out there. And I think, you know, luckily our demographic are people who are more, you know, seasoned in the industry, you know, people who've been around and people who already have successful businesses. And that's what we've seen consistently in terms of our numbers and everything like that. So people have kind of been through this, but, you know, it just kind of, you know, I do become passionate about this stuff when people are like trying to learn a business. You can't do that in anything, you know, where you're just trying to start a business and you're just going to wing it.
To branch off your point, it's hilarious how easy people think the cannabis industry is.
Oh yeah,
it's
money, baby, money machine. Yeah.
Hey, and like anyone who's listening who's been in the cannabis industry for a long time, I'm sure they laughed when I said that, because like I said, we started back in 09, and that's when the real green rush was going on. Yeah. You know, the prices have changed. It's a lot different than it used to be. And I hear, and especially Michigan, because it's even been declared like the Wild West for hemp, you know, it's like everyone was moving to Michigan to try and grow hemp fields and stuff like that. Like, and even like where our medical marijuana farm is, there's like a new, it was driving down the street. It's like an old dirt road, seeing a huge hemp farm down the street now. So it's happening, you know, but like, I hear about people from Florida moving to Michigan, like trying to create a medical marijuana farm and this and that. And like in my head immediately, I'm just like, man, if you have never grown before, like, and you're just watching some YouTube videos, like you have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, but I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like you said, it's ultimately, you know, I always wish the best for everybody, and I want everybody.
Yeah. Hey, if you need help, you can DM me.
A lot of times this passion comes from not, you know, it doesn't come from, you know, it comes from a place of like, dude, listen up. Like, you don't have to make the same mistakes that some of us have made. Like, there's no reason. I'm a big believer in not reinventing the wheel. Like, everything that I try and do in life and business is about efficiency and being the best manner I can be. And how can I best utilize my time and my resources and all that kind of fun stuff, and not having to learn everything myself and not having to do everything myself. And sometimes you do have to, like you're doing right now, right? And, you know, trying to grow it and expand and everything. And you know, I've been there and still there in certain aspects of the business that, you know, trying to now, you know, get out of that thing, you know, but at least I'm not having to make websites anymore, or do the stuff anymore that used to be, have to be done, you know, but that's the whole point is, you know, learn, you know, it's okay. You know, we've all been there. Don't be too proud. It comes from pride and not want, and you know, and not wanting to shell out and all that kind of fun stuff as well.
For sure. And like, it's hilarious. I think one very, very simple thing is just tell the truth. Tell the truth in regards to yourself and your employees, everything. The people who try and hide things and are dishonest with themselves are the ones who are going to have a difficult time in business. You know, if I made a mistake, I made a mistake. Own it. Learn from it. Move on. Like, and to tying into your point before of learning from mistakes and stuff like that, one of the best things that I think I've ever had was I was an employee for a business that failed.
Yeah.
That I saw go under. And I was sitting there watching the business, and I knew exactly what was occurring. I could see it, you know, and I would even think to myself, oh, if I was in that situation, I could probably fix it. But I kind of saw what the people at the top were doing and what was occurring and what their state of mind was. And
what was the big mistake that they had? If I can ask. Something that's like the biggest picture thing. I mean, you can talk about nuts and bolts stuff, but
yeah, no. So it was very, very apparent that they put themselves ahead of the company. They put themselves ahead of the brand. And because they put themselves ahead of the brand suffered, you know? So they were more concerned of how they appeared. And one of my favorite quotes that my dad has always said is, don't go broke trying to act rich. And that's what was occurring. That's what was occurring. And the business did. It went under because of it. And it was something that, and it was a place that I really loved. it was an awesome place, and we had a great community and stuff like that. So I was able to take that, and I was really able to just kind of dive in and learn, and, you know, just put it in your back pocket. Put it in your back pocket. You don't need to speak on it. You know, just remember, just remember. And that's one thing too, is like, I'm a very, almost to a fault, I am so observant, and I remember things so, so well. Like if it's important to business, or if you said something in a form of doubt, or if you said something that in how much you believe in me, I remember all of that, you know? And sometimes I even say to a fault, because I am one of those people who I want to prove you wrong. If you doubted this company, then yeah, I want to build this into a national brand and be like, hey man, don't doubt us, you know, just like, I'm just that guy.
For sure. And you know what? I mean, there's, you know, I always say that, you know, in a certain aspect, I don't believe in like competition, because I think like there's enough resources in the world for everybody. And I think that like,
oh yeah,
men to come to me is going to come to me, and I just have to do my part and work my yep. ass off and put my head down and grind. And I'm not trying to like undercut or hurt anybody else. I want everybody.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, but at the same time, you know, you have to have that like driving force, that motor, you know, and that's like something that was instilled in me, and I'm sure in you as well, and in sports. Yeah. You know, you can't be good at sports if you're not competitive. And we talk about dudes, you know, like Kobe, MJ, you know, it was so, for me, a little like awkward to watch MJ, you know, Jordan's Hall of Fame speech, because it was just like him ripping people, you know,
I was like,
my gosh, you know, but it was like, that's what drove him. You know what I mean? That's what, and Kobe too, like that's what made them so good, is their competitive nature and remembering what somebody said at one point that the dude probably didn't remember saying.
I'll be honest. I've called people out for things that they've said before, and they've been like, what, when did I say that? And like, yeah. And it's one of those things, like, I remember it and they don't. Like, it's just something that's so nonchalant and it doesn't mean anything, but for some reason it sticks in my brain and it doesn't leave. So, and like, and again, like diving into like the Jordan and Kobe thing, like, I mean, who knows? I'm sure they just took it and ran with it. And that's kind of what I do too, because it's just part of who I am, you know? And like, I grew up with sports. Not like I'm cutthroat, like, hey, your business is going under, serenity all the way. Like, yeah, I want everyone to succeed. You know what I mean? But I am one of those people. If you doubted me, or if you chose someone over me, or like anything like that, I do. I want to prove you wrong. I do. And it's just kind of how I'm built. And I don't always wish I was that way, but I think in some ways, because of that attitude, that's the reason serenity is here.
Yeah.
Because I will always drive. I will always push. I will always go the extra mile to put ourselves ahead.
Yeah. And you know that, I mean, even that word serenity, right? So, I mean, the whole point is that, you know, what we push, we compete, we're doing the best we can. But at the end of the day, you know, for me anyways, right, that serenity is the most important thing. You know, at the end of the day, it's 100%. About releasing, acceptance, you know, letting go, all these words, surrender, yes, all these things that mean the same thing, that lead to the same kind of place, you know what I mean? Gratitude and all these kind of things, you know, it's like, listen, I can try my best. I do things, you know, I think we're the fucking shit. If so, I almost, you know, we're the best in it, doing in the game. We've been doing it the right way. And, you know, we have the best team and everything like that. And when I know that somebody needs what we have,
yeah,
and they don't come with us, I'm like, bro, I feel bad for you. Like, you missed an opportunity.
Exactly.
I mean? Like that was on you, you know, but at the end of the day, it's like, that's out of my hands. I can't control someone else. Yeah. I can't force somebody and say, listen, this is what's best for you. I know what, dude, that would be a horrible toxic situation anyways. And like, I want to have people who want to be here and,
yeah,
you know, have best good friends in the industry that we work with and all that kind of fun stuff. You know what I mean? That's the most important shit, honestly, at the end of the day.
No, 100%. I love that you said that too, about serenity too. The word, the logo, the color scheme, everything with this company was everything is somewhat based off of my mom and my fight kind of after, you know what I mean? Because I battled with PTSD for years and years, and I have good days and I have bad days, you know. Stress and anxiety doesn't really pick a time. It just comes and goes sometimes. Like, it's definitely not what it used to be for me, but some days I wake up and it's still rough. You know what I mean? So having that name, serenity and stuff like that, I wanted to choose something where it is. It's a form of relaxation. It's a form of letting go. It's trying to let go of the past, getting back to being you, you know, just because I was captivated by that for so long. And my mom had such a good heart and such a good soul and just wanted to help people. the company is based for my mom. You know, my mom's not alive anymore, but this company has her soul in it. It has her spirit. We want this company to endeavor everything that she was, you know, and it's up to me to do that. I need to educate. I need to help. And I want to do that. Like I've said, especially in Metro Detroit, Metro Detroit can use something like that. And I really do believe we're on our way to becoming one of the bigger companies within Metro Detroit and one of the bigger companies that gives back and helps people and that a company people can look to.
Wow, incredible. And Detroit's definitely, I mean, we mentioned Michigan just in the cannabis industry, you know, up and coming, and Detroit's definitely up and coming, hungry and making such a comeback, right?
You know, exactly. If you hear,
I say the least, man, like where we were 10 years ago, I mean, shit, dude, it was like, you know, it's crazy what's going on in Michigan now. A lot of young people moving to Michigan where people were fleeing, you know, and all that fun stuff, Detroit, you know, everything like that. So I love it, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then one thing that to add to too is like, this has been such a community company. Like, I could not have built this company to what it is without my friends, family, the people around me, people from college. Like, no joke. Like, it's really cool too, because names will pop up that I haven't seen since college or even before college. And I still deliver everything same day to put us ahead. So I see people I haven't seen in a while. So it really is, you're getting that community interaction, and, you know, people are excited about this company. And every time I see people, they're like, dude, it's so cool what you're doing and growing this, like, for the community. And yeah, like, we love it. And it's like, people are getting excited and we want to keep doing more events as we go. So it really is just a cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You know, and as you know, it's a struggle. We talk about a little bit of that, you know, but, you know, talking about, you know, we already covered some of the challenges that we face in the industry. We already talked about, you know, kind of, you know, getting the name out there, all that, you know, certain things, but what's like the biggest obstacle your business is facing now in terms of, you know, getting your name out there or anything like that?
I would say if we were to have an obstacle right now, so when you start, I think everyone has an obstacle as monetary money. You know, I think that's always, unless you come from I come from a very blue collared area. Money was not something that was, we didn't have a ton of it growing up. You know, we were good, but it's not like, hey, Matt, go, here's 100 grand, go make a company. It's nothing like that. You know, you hear about these other entrepreneurs getting like a million dollar investment. That's not how it was over here. So yeah, money was definitely one thing, because for me, no one is really just an entrepreneur. You have to learn. When you make a company, you have to learn. So where to allocate the funds, selling things, taking that money, reinvesting. So you definitely, that's one thing that you definitely have to get used to and get accustomed to as well. The other obstacle that I would say too, what is more COVID based, just because we were not able to get out into the field. That was one thing I was very, very excited about. Like I was saying, we were in the PGA. And then there was the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which is a golf tournament. And we were going to have a table at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, which is going to be a great way for us to get out and get, like, again, get in the community. And then COVID hit and canceled. So it was scary, you know, because you're 2 months in for a company and you have to brand everything strictly e-commerce and strictly social media. So that was definitely a quick obstacle. And it was, honestly, I wasn't like too worried about it, because I feel like I'm pretty good at social media. I'm a pretty frequent Instagram user, stuff like that. But anyways, so yeah, that would be an obstacle, I would say. And then lastly would be the wholesale accounts. Wholesale accounts were very difficult during COVID, just because everyone was scared.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would walk into stores and I'd be trying to sell stuff, or I'd give them a sample to be like, dude, I love it, but I'm trying to keep my business running right now. Like, I can't buy anything. So that was very difficult. It was very difficult to grow a brand when other brands, like retail outlets, were failing. Not necessarily failing. It was not their fault. I shouldn't put it like that, but they were having a very tough time, you know? So those were, I would say, the main obstacles was creating a company almost through COVID. But in the meantime, like, there were some, we definitely got a lot through e-commerce. E-commerce picked up. We partnered with some local companies who had large social media outreach, which was huge for us. Again, sometimes you have to swallow your pride and be like, hey, this partner could really, really help me if I let them come in. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't always have to be all you. And then another thing I'll say, things that helped us was, so I always said like how the community helped us, you know, and when you're making a company, you're going to be surprised. You'll have people who help you that you always thought would help you. And then you'll have people that you thought would help you that really don't, you know? But then sometimes you'll see names pop up. Like, cause me, I check the website. I see all the orders that come in and it's like, some of these orders will come in too. And it's just like, it's people that were in through the family, you know, my mom's friends, my dad's friends and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just like, it's a good feeling. Cause you're like, okay, cool. Like they are, that they're just supporting, you know what I mean? They like the product, they like the brand, and they're just supporting. And it's really cool. Cause you get those people who back you and it's awesome. And then you have some of the people who you thought would back you and don't. So it is like I said, you kind of have to have some thick skin, but as you go and as you grow, you become accustomed to it.
Yeah. And like you said, you know, a lot of it, we're hustling our own, and sometimes it's good to have our head down, and sometimes it's good to pick it up and say, you know what, check out what's going on. And some people will be for it, some people won't, but you know what, it's going to be better than if you just didn't put yourself out there, for sure. So,
if I could say something real quick,
for sure.
Yes. And I think one thing too, is when I first created Serenity, okay. And I think it's just like anything. I just think it's how humans are nowadays. When I was creating Serenity, a lot of people were like, okay, cool, kind of cool. Like, you know, because like anything, you don't know how serious someone is about something or something is until it develops, you know? And like, just like anything, if someone shows me something like a little, or like a drawing, or an artist is doing a painting and they show me a little bit, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's all right, you know? But when you see the finished product, you're gonna be like, whoa, that's pretty sweet. So now we're about a year, 4 months in, and Serenity is far more established, far more finished, I guess. I mean, we're still adding, but you can always adjust, you can always get better. But I think now that people have seen it after a year and all that we've done, the charities that we're reaching out to, the companies that we're partnering with, like, you know, we've been working with, we've been working to develop a partnership with the Michigan MS Society to give back. We want to give back to the Detroit Animal Shelter and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, to earn people's trust, you have to prove it. So, and that's what we want to do every single day. We want to work to earn your trust, to have it so that you can believe in us. And I think every single day we do that, because I see names pop up in the website that I never thought would, you know, people from college, people from before that. And they're obviously hearing it through social media and they're hearing good things, you know, good word of mouth. And that's what we want to do. You have to earn the trust. You can't just talk about it. You can't just post about it. You really have to do it, you know?
For sure. And then it's got to be good stuff too when people try it out, right? You know, it's like,
exactly.
You have all the branding and you see that, right? You have the great packaging and everything going on, and you try, you're like,
well, and one thing I will say is our returning customer rate is about 75-80% right now. So that's the thing. It's like getting it in their hand, and I feel great because I know these products work for people and they help people. So we do. We do have a extremely high recurring customer rate too.
Amazing. Amazing. Love it. You know, as we start to wind down a little bit, you know, we always talk about on the show, one of the most important things, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship. To me, this is something I'm incredibly passionate about. That's one of the main things why we do this, is just to hear other people, what they're doing, how they do it, all that fun stuff, you know. But, you know, we're all people, right? So, you know, one of the most interesting things to me is to ask, you know, how do you define success, right? Whether it's professionally, personally, spiritually, otherwise, what does success look like for you?
Wow, that's a great question right there. I think for me, the biggest thing for success would be making, you know, more than anything, you have to make a living. Yeah, I mean, money, you got to make a living. You got to be able to support yourself, to support your family, stuff like that. So I think that would be one thing that defines success for me. But more than anything, it's about making my mom proud. You know, she was the one who, and I think that's how some people come into who they are, is they have someone who believes in them before they believe in them. You know what I mean? Before my mom died, I was not on this amazing road. Like, you know, I was getting in trouble, like I wasn't going to class, all this stupid stuff. And when my mom passed, it really snapped me back in order. And I knew I had to get my life together because I had this person who had done so much for me. She dedicated so much of her life to me. And like, I could not let her down, you know, and she had all these dreams and visions, and we had visions together of what we could do. And it was a team thing. And when she passed, it was like, okay, this isn't over. It means I carry the torch now. I go on. So a lot of it is just like, you know, I want to build something that my mom would be truly proud of and my dad would be truly proud of. And like, I have a little nephew who's about to turn 3 and on Tuesday, actually. And I want to leave something that like, because like, that's what my mom passing, that's what really showed me that anything can happen. We can be gone tomorrow. But what did I leave? Like, did I leave a good legacy? Did I leave something that my family would be proud of? If something happened to me, did they know the goals and the visions of this company? And to me, I think that's success. I think that is success. If I can build something where I can take care of myself, my family, you know, give back to the community. But more than anything, I want to leave that legacy. I want people to remember my name. I want people to remember Serenity and what we did for the community and what we wanted to do for the people and stuff like that. So yeah, I think success to me is more about what you leave behind. You know, you have to make a living. That's the world we live in. So that's part of it. That's definitely part of it. And you want to live comfortable, you know, and I understand all that, but yeah, I think it's more about how you make people feel.
For sure, man. I love that. And it's very powerful, you know, definitely, you know, legacy is something I think about a lot, you know, think about that a lot, you know, what would happen if I wasn't here today, you know, and kind of been faced, for sure. You know, you've kind of been faced with that. And no one wants to think about that, right? Especially, you know, so much, it's nothing morbid, right? You're not like, don't want to be here, anything like that, God forbid, right? But it's, you know, and you know, how would it be if it was today, God forbid, right?
Oh, no, and I never want to talk like that or anything like that, but the reality is,
you're right, I'm the long term, right? Even long game, you know what I mean? And after 120 years, you know what I mean? 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, you know, so.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I come from a family, like my aunt passed away from cancer, my mom passed away from cancer, my grandma. So it's like a lot of these people in my family who like dedicated all this time to me and believed in me so thoroughly and just so much love, you know, they're all gone. And I want to leave something that they can be proud of and that they're looking down and they're like, wow, like, you know, Matt's really doing something. We did a great job with him. And, you know, if there's someone ever that looks at me or, you know, and they're trying to think like, hey, should I take this chance or should I play it safe? You know, I hope I encourage people to take that chance and you can reach out to me and ask for help, because I do believe that we live in a society where we're kind of just led down a path sometimes. Like, it's like, hey, go to college, go. And I went to college. So, but go get that 9-to-5 job, or, you know, it's easier to go back to your ex than to go talk to someone new or something. We like comfy. We like cushy. You know what I mean? And I just want to break out from that. And I hope I inspire people to do the same, because I'm not kidding. I have never been happier in my entire life than what I'm doing right now. Yes, it's harder. I work longer days. It can be stressful sometimes, but I am genuinely happy every single day I wake up. And I think that is the biggest thing.
Oh, that's so important, man. You know, all this stuff, dude. I love this. Has been a great convo. You know what I mean? It's super, you're super dope, dude. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, proud, all these kind of things, and local and loyalty and all this kind of things. And you know, it's definitely enjoying this for sure, man. So
yeah.
You know, as we close down, as we start, you know, as we close here, how can listeners find out more about Serenity Medical CBD, find your products, connect with you, and everything else that goes along with that?
Yeah, so for Serenity Medical CBD, our Instagram is Serenity Medical CBD. So everything's pretty simple. And then same with the website, www.serenitymedicalcbd.com. And then as for myself, I'm always posting about Serenity. Serenity's my baby. Also own another company called Detroit Sports Bettors, which we loop Serenity into. And my Instagram is KONANIS8. Conanus 8. It's a little nickname from middle school, just never changed it. Oh, but yeah,
for sure.
And then we're going to start doing some informational videos here soon about Serenity and stuff like that, explaining products, benefits. But we do have a lot of stuff on our Instagram as well, and we do blogs. We have a lot of informational blogs on our website as well. So if you're ever interested in educating or learning more, we have that. And then in addition, one thing I didn't even mention, we get every single product tested. Everything that comes in is tested, retested. And then once I make a batch, it's tested again. So we do have third-party testing, and all the lab results are on our website at www.serenitymedicalcbd.com.
Amazing. And definitely, as always, you know, you can find those links here. Right up, if you're listening to this on the website, or it should be here in the description as well, if you're listening to anywhere else, for sure. A lot of great stuff, Matt, dude. I appreciate you. You know, thanks again for jumping on with me and with us, and sharing your knowledge. And thank you, everybody at home or wherever you're listening to as well, for tuning in.
Yeah. And again, this is Matt Koalas from Serenity Medical CBD. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck to you in the rest of the year and beyond.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. Hope we do this again sometime.
Sure.
Thanks for listening to Dank Discussions. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. Please make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We want to continue making dank content you want to hear, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's grow@calacann.com. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter for our latest updates.